In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of the crazy changes happening on social media, including what the heck is Clubhouse? Is it true that Instagram changed their terms of use? And is Reels really worth it? Let's dive on into that intro and then we will get started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So I wanted to talk about a few things because first and foremost, a lot of people were saying that I seem to be like an early adopter to platforms like TikTok. And I want to be so clear about this. While in the business and marketing world, I may have been considered an early adopter to TikTok, I was nowhere near an early adopter to TikTok, not even close. In fact, I'm pretty sure Musical.ly came out years ago. I should look up what year it was started because the truth is, oh gosh, it's like 7 years old. Oh my gosh. Musical.ly came out and was rebranded as TikTok. And so whenever people say like, Rachel was an early adopter to the TikTok platform, I'm like, no, I really wasn't. I was an early adopter for business, and there's still an early adoption element for business owners, for brands, for those in the marketing profession to get on this platform and crush it. But that being said, can I be honest with you guys? I am one of the slowest adopters to platforms, and I say that in the full confidence that that is a very embarrassing admittance to make. There's something about tried and true that I'm so comfortable with. It's actually very challenging for me to start on a new platform. I don't know if anyone else feels this way. By the way, if you do, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram and let me know. Like, I feel the same way because I like shopping at the same stores. I like eating the same food almost every day. My comfort foods are always the same. I'm not going to be someone who's like wanting to switch things up like crazy in my normal life. I sleep on the same side of the bed. I'm not going to be someone who's trying to like brush my teeth with my left hand. The truth is, like, when a new platform comes out, I am extremely resistant towards it. Now, I'm not bragging about that, guys. Straight up, I'm going to tell you there's something so powerful about being an early adopter and jumping onto a platform and making things happen. That's just not me. So when a new platform or a new feature within a platform comes about, it takes me a little while to get used to it and to get comfortable with it. Some people are like on every single trend and every single new platform, and I think that's amazing. And I really, really wish that that's how I was. But even when Instagram Reels came about, I was like, No, you're just trying to copy TikTok. Nope. And it's very difficult for me to like try a new platform. Maybe in my mind, I feel like if I try something new, I'm going to be like cheating on TikTok, which is kind of silly. But at the same time, when Reels came out, I was super resistant. I was super frustrated with it. I didn't give it a fair shot at all. And over the last few weeks, I've been actually, I can't believe I'm admitting this, actually giving Reels a shot and saying, all right, Instagram, let's see what this is really about. Now, I'm not even giving it the biggest shot. Some people are crushing it on Reels. They're creating content that's native to the Reels platform. I am not doing that. I'm just simply repurposing my TikToks to Reels. And just this week, I was looking at some of my stats, and I don't have the most engaged Instagram in the world compared to some other people. Thankfully, it's not a competition. Generally speaking, I get anywhere from, oh gosh, if I'm taking a look at some of my older stuff over the last few weeks, I get anywhere from like 300 to 1200 likes on every post. That's about standard, unless I do something like remarkable or share some really cool message that really resonates with people. But that's not the norm for me. Some people get like crazy popular posts every single time. I'm not consistently that cool. So I started looking at like my reels, and a few of my reels started getting some decent traction. Like one got 1,500 likes. The insights on reels are not great. You can't necessarily see what's going on behind the scenes. They started getting like 340, 590, 528, a little bit more. They actually did show the views one time, which was really fascinating. It says 2,600 views, which is really low. But then I decided to start like consistently doing it because some people were swearing by reels. They were saying like, Rachel, you don't understand. Reels brings in the portion of the platform that's not on TikTok, but that will love your content that's short form video. And some people were telling me I went from 300 followers growth per day to 3,000 per day. And it's not all about growth, but I'm all about anything that's going to effectively build a platform for being able to share what I'm passionate about. So I started putting them out. They were doing okay. And then all of a sudden I put one out there that got like 630 likes, and I was like, okay, this is pretty decent. And then last week I shared one of my more popular TikToks on Instagram Reels, and it has like 4,300 likes. And I was like, wow, this is crazy cool. So today I started putting out more and more, and I put 5 today because apparently moderation is not a thing. Out of the 5 today, 3 of them already have 120 to 190 likes within short of a couple hours. And I was like, dang, because the shelf life of Reels seems to be significantly higher than the shelf life of normal posts on Instagram. And I was like, okay, this is getting my attention. And still, once again, not enough so that I will be probably creating Reels natively on the platform. I'll just be repurposing a lot of my TikToks, and so that may shorten my growth or stunt my growth compared to what some people are getting. But I want to share this with you guys because the truth is TikTok Reels is legit. And if you're already working on Instagram Reels are like legit. If you're already trying to grow on Instagram, you might as well be putting out Instagram Reels because it's making this process a lot faster. It's increasing your discoverability. When I look at my insights on Instagram, like I'm reaching 100,000 to 300,000 people per week, and my stats were never like that before. Those of you who know the backstory of my Instagram know exactly why that is, but I'm like, okay, this is like really legit. The one thing that I will tell you guys is if you are going to publish Instagram Reels, make sure that you also publish them to your feed. They have to go to your feed or else there's not like a home base that helps them continue to grow. It's weird. They just show up like temporarily. So I highly recommend publishing your Reels directly to your feed as well. That's what's going to make the difference. And then another thing that's really important with Reels, we don't have the same ability on TikTok, is that you can use the full 30 hashtags on your Instagram Reels. And I recommend niching down your hashtags significantly. I personally am using a combination of things. I either hire 2 different people. I'll hire Mary Pendleton or Joey Engelman. They're both phenomenal for creating custom hashtags for different topics. I know Mary also has a preset one that's awesome, but then I also sometimes will use flick.tech, which Kat Abianic turned me on to, and it is amazing. I'm a huge fan. It's great for getting niche down hashtags that are low competition. So I have to say that I am super reluctant. I was hard on Reels for a long time. And today I have to say, okay, it's worth the hype. It's definitely worth the hype. And I'm going to just keep publishing to it and seeing how it goes. But I'm a fan. It's hit or miss, but I think that's based on how great my content is. Couple more things. This is kind of neat. So with TikTok and Reels, if you are active on either one of those, you can be active on either one. I have to pause my recording right here. I'm not an ad. I'm recording a podcast. You must be new here. So sometimes I record podcasts while I'm here and I'm talking about Reels and TikTok. Not an ad. Are you here to say anything nice or are you just here to troll? Oh gosh. all right, this person's just here to troll, so we'll have to block them so they're never back again and distracting. Okay, ready? Now, the thing I have to say is if you're recording on TikTok or you're recording on Reels, the cool thing is you don't have to create on both platforms. All you have to do is pick one and you can repurpose them to the other platform. So if you're creating for Reels, now the Reels to TikTok conversion is easier in theory because there's not a watermark and the content makes sense. The only tricky part is that you can't necessarily pick up on all the trends that are going on TikTok if you're specifically focusing on IG Reels. But the content can be beautiful with even better text if you repurpose your IG Reels to TikTok versus if you're repurposing your TikTok videos to Reels. The ratios are a little different. So like the top of your video and the bottom of your video are going to be cut off. So you have to make sure that your text is going to be in the very middle of your video if you want to repurpose it to Reels. But that being said, there is a watermark that sometimes shows up, so it looks a little off. So just keep that in mind that you can create for one content or one platform, and that content can go on the other platform as well. And it can go either way, which I've been pretty pleased with. I think it's been really decent. Now let's talk real fast about Clubhouse, because as I shared at the beginning of this episode, I'm very reluctant when it comes to starting a new platform. Very reluctant. Now, the interesting thing about Clubhouse is here's what I know about it so far. Number one, it is Apple only, which I find really interesting. Apple only. Number two, you can get on the Clubhouse app, but you have to reserve your handle. And that doesn't mean you're in the app. You can't like listen to the lectures or the panels or town halls. There's like a bunch of different names, forums. You can't listen to them unless you have officially been endorsed or invited into the platform. So when you join the platform, if you connected your phone number, your friends who are also on who have also connected their phone numbers, they're going to potentially see your application to join. And then they have the decision to endorse you or not. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people seem to be really confused about this. They're like, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. How come I'm not getting on this platform? Okay, so they're being really picky, and that's intentionally. And the reason for that is they want this platform to be drama-free, I think political-free. They're trying to keep it as clean, impactful, value-based as possible. And so not everyone is willing to give up their invitations, and there's a specific reason why. So in case you're like, well, why isn't Rachel just inviting every single person who has applied to join? Well, here's why. Number one, you have limited invitations. From what I've heard, it's like one or two. And get this, when you endorse somebody or invite them officially to join, your name is forever visible on their profile. And not only that, if they misbehave on the platform, you get flagged and maybe limited, may not be able to be on the app anymore. There is some really interesting dynamics behind the scenes. Now, I don't really know how to feel about it. I'm not going to lie. It triggers my middle school nerdiness when I went to a Christian private school, and I feel like it's very... I get that the point is to be exclusive, but I also feel like it's very clicky. Now, that's not going to be the environment forever. The truth is, this is a growth hacking technique that makes a platform blow up really fast. People want to be on the inside when they're stuck on the outside. But there is something about that that makes me just feel kind of weird, and I don't know why. Now, could I know within the next few months or years what that gut feeling was? For sure. But the thing about Clubhouse is it's pure audio. Some people are comparing it to like radio.fm. Some people are comparing it to Anchor. It's just audio. So it's like panels or forums where people host these rooms, and anywhere from 20 people to 2,000 might be in a room listening. And they just sit and listen to people like basically talking as though you were on a panel. I don't know how to feel about Clubhouse, and I don't want to say anything too weird, but my initial gut feelings are like, I don't know about it. I have so many good friends on this platform, and they think it is so awesome and powerful. And they're like, Rachel, you've got to give it a chance. And I'm like, but I don't give things chance. I'm super loyal. And so I'm trying so hard to love it. I haven't given it a full chance. I haven't created like a panel or anything like that. One of my friends was like, let's start a panel and then you're going to love it. And maybe this is just a limiting belief, but I'm like, why would anyone want to sit and listen to me talk about business for 2 hours without like saying hi or interacting? I don't know. I'm weirded out by it. But I could be eating my words a few months from now. So some people are saying like, I'm getting tons of leads from this platform. I'm getting speaking opportunities. Of course, I'll be talking to my team and seeing what they think, but I'm not sure. I really like seeing people's faces. I like seeing if there's a light in their eyes or if they're a narcissist, seeing that there's no light in their eyes and then knowing like that's not someone that you want to connect with. Oh gosh, what a crazy year. By the way, I highly recommend the book, 5 Types of People Who Can Ruin Your Life. Oh my gosh, this book opened my eyes. So I'm definitely going to give it a chance. I'm not currently sold. I will tell you guys not to worry. Like if I rave about it down the road, it's not because I'm like bought or anything. They're going to really have to win me over with the content I experience, with what hosting a panel's like. I'm excited to try it, but I'm definitely not currently a fan. Like I said, maybe in a few weeks or a few months, I'll be like, you guys, you've got to check this out. But until I have that experience, I can't say that. Like all my friends are like, get on here. And I'm like, I just don't know. Yeah, I'd rather be on TikTok. Maybe TikTok has ruined me for Clubhouse. But I'd love to hear kind of what your thoughts are. So feel free to send me a message on Instagram stories, screenshot this episode, share your thoughts in the Instagram story about it, tag me at the Mrs. Peterson. And happy holidays, you guys. I'll be sharing a lot more platform-specific information episodes over the next few weeks, and I'm super excited about that. So be sure to subscribe to this if you have not yet subscribed to my podcast. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and by the way, send me a message on Instagram whether or not you tag me in it. And let me know, have you tried Reels? Are you on TikTok? What's your personal feeling? Like what's the comparison like for you? Because man, what an interesting time we're in with social media platforms. We're gonna have to see how it all works out. I'll catch you guys later. Bye for now. Sure.